Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
3 weeks of OTAs are in the books now for the Bills as the players had their final practice here at One Bills Drive on Thursday. It began out here on the grass field before moving indoors due to some rain moving through the area. Head coach Doug Marrone outlined the groundwork they feel they've laid through the 9 voluntary sessions.
I'm really happy about where it is. You know, I'm happy about where our, you know, the ability that we have in our matchup potential now and what we're doing, the ability where we can put different players. There are things now that we can do that we couldn't do last year. So, you know, from that standpoint, I'm happy.
Thursday was perhaps the best day when it came to timing for the offense as E.J. Manuel and Buffalo's other quarterbacks were connecting on more of their throws with their receivers in the passing game.
He's a great quarterback, and from a wide receiver point of view, we got to get the steps. And that's our fault if he don't get us the ball, because it's all about steps and timing. And it's coming along. I mean, we still got a lot to work on, because sometimes we're doing 5 and 6 steps when we should be doing 7. And that's the things we got to clean up before we start the season.
You got to think about it as you go through 3 weeks and you kind of get the timing down. But, you know, it takes a team effort, you know what I'm saying? And that's not just me. That's just receivers being confident in the routes they're running, being confident with the scheme, and the quarterbacks being confident throwing the ball. And so we displayed that on the last day of OTAs, which is really good, you know. So I guess that's a great building block going into minicamp.
The last OTA practice also saw a good bit of trash talking between the offensive and defensive units. It turned up the intensity of the practice session during the red zone team portions, and it was a welcome atmosphere for Sammy Watkins.
It's very competitive. I like it. It keeps me going. Keeps me fired up and on my toes to go out there and compete. And keeps us all together as one to know that we're trying to get each other better. And it's just fun. The practice go by so fast, you don't even notice the periods.
Finally, Coach Marrone provided his take on his approach to leadership on his roster. As he sees it, leaders cannot be handpicked or manufactured. You have to wait and see if it unfolds.
I've learned a long time ago not to try to push it, not try to point out that stuff, not to try to identify or say or put people in those type of roles. So what I've learned before is if you don't have that and you don't see that, or it's not occurring in your team, then you have to take more of a role. Myself, and then it passes on to the coaches. I do see a team that's come together and that it's getting to know each other better, which at least gives you the ability to step up from the leadership standpoint amongst the team.
New notables not in attendance for the last day of OTA practices were Leotis McKelvin and Brandon Spikes. The practices from here on out will be mandatory as the team begins minicamp next Tuesday. It's scheduled to begin at 3:15 in the afternoon. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.